you may be wondering why it has been so long since you've heard the immortal words, and welcome back to Bad Advice with Wolfie and Corey. Well, I would love to say that there is some sort of amazing plan or amazing adventure that the two of these wonderful performers went on in order to make sure that they had more information and the intelligence to give you the answers to your questions. But no, Corey got a new TV. And
I love my new TV.
Tell us about it, Corey, but tell us slowly.
55 inches. 4K. IF. Internal Roku. Why the hell am I away from it right now?
Giving it a rest?
I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, even technology needs some sleep. I mean, imagine if a pixel went out. That backside that you are loving on that TV would, like, be missing something. You wouldn't know what it was. You would just be sitting there, something's wrong. I don't know what, something's wrong. One pixel.
Kind of like how people are on the internet.
Yeah,
someone
wrong?
Said something I disagree with. I must stay up all night and argue with them.
Yes. How do you do that at your job?
I don't. I don't care if people disagree with me. Why do you think I do this show?
True enough. I mean, if you're worried about it, I don't know why you'd even hang around me at all.
Well, the contract.
True. I love lawyers. So, yes, Corey had a new TV and Wolfie's been lazy. That's right. So, of course, so have you, our loyal listeners. You know why? We need more questions. Why are you not sending questions? If we had thousands of questions, then we'd make sure to be recording all the time. Right, Corey?
We would?
Say yes.
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 I mean, we would.
Yes. We'd be making money, hopefully, then.
We would?
I doubt it, but, you know, there's always hope.
I am a prisoner of hope.
Yes, you are.
Over 600 podcasts, and we're still trying to make a profit. And when I say over 600 podcasts, you're probably saying to yourself, what do you mean? This is the only one? You guys haven't even done 20 yet. But I do other shows, like these. The Solitaire Rose Radio Network has all sorts of podcasts for you. There's, of course, Crazy Comics and Stories, where myself and Crazy Joe Ryder get together once a week to talk comics. We review comics, we talk about upcoming comics, we talk about comics history. Anything that has to do with comics, we're going to talk about. We also have Series in Review, where we review series and kind of give a DVD commentary of past comics that we've enjoyed. There is also Solitaire Rose Radio. Solitaire Rose Radio is my solo show where I discuss upcoming comics, past comics, comics history, and interview comics creators. These are all at crazycomics.solitairerose.com. There's also the podcast I'm proudest of. That's Novelcast, where I take the novels that I have written and turn them into audiobooks. That's at novels.solitairerose.com. Over at Bad Advice, myself, Dan Moore, and Wolfie B. Bad take your questions and give you bad advice. It's at badadvice.solitairerose.com. Now, don't think that I'm doing all the podcasts, because there's also Scrabbling Across the West by Dave Coffell and Stephanie Coffell. Dave is a musician and Stephanie is his wife. They travel the country performing music and playing Scrabble over at scrabbling.solitairerose.com. And finally, the newest member of the Solitaire Rose Radio group, that's Fantastic Forecast, where myself and host of For the Love of Comics, Adam Vermillion, go over the series The Fantastic Four, four issues at a time. That's available at fantasticforecast.solitairerose.com. If you would like to advertise on any of these podcasts, you can. Just email me at solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com. Thanks.
Yes, Corey, the master of segways.
No, I've never ridden on one of those.
Yeah, but I want to get you one now. Because you are great at segues.
You know who else is good at segues?
Oh, no.
These guys, our sponsors! Promotional consideration is paid for by the following sponsors. Our first sponsor is DreamHost.com. DreamHost.com has been with us since the beginning. They're the best web host in the whole known universe. And if you need a web host, and you do because, you know, Facebook, Google+, everything gets hacked. But if you set up your own web page, it'll never get hacked. Unless you kind of make some mistakes or pick an easy password like password. But still, you can have your own web page. If you use the code CRAZY, K-R-A-Y-Z, you get $20 off your first year. When you're at the office, do you often run to the vending machine for snacks? Those things are terrible for you. Instead, have snacks delivered to you. So go to graze.com. Graze.com has healthy snacks that you can decide what kind of snacks you want, how often you want them, whether they get delivered to you, or if you choose them every time. I myself get the subscription box every 2 weeks so that I have healthy things to eat when I'm at work. You can get a free box by using the code CORYS3R5P. Matter of fact, use that code your fifth and your first box are free. Again, that's CORYS3R5P. If you'd like to advertise on any of the Solitaire Rose Podcast Network shows, you can just send us an email at solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com. Thanks.
Really? We're going to start with the sponsors?
You can't. You know, if you listen to other podcasts, they do all their sponsors right at the beginning, so you don't skip them.
Oh.
We put them at the end in case you're like, oh, okay, I am a little, I'm rested from all this wonderful entertainment. I just want to kind of sit back and let the crass commercialism wash over me.
So why did you do it first then?
Because you gave me a great segue.
Oh boy.
So Dan, what is this show about?
This show's about something? Oh, yes. Questions. Like I was saying, you should send your questions in. You can send your questions in to wolfiebebad@gmail.com or the solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com. Right?
Right. And we'll answer them.
Yes, we will. We'll answer them right here on this show. And the more we get, the more shows we can do. So what we do is we take it. Questions from the audience, from you, from the loyal listeners, and we answer them, and we give you your advice about relationships, about money, about our own lives, which seems to be some of the questions we have today. We have questions about family. We have questions about family, friends, and Wolfie's and Corey's future plans, but we'll get into that. So, are you guys ready to answer some questions? Well, actually, first, let's ask once again, of course, Corey, it's been a little while. Why do you think you are qualified to answer questions like this?
I have a bachelor's degree in psychology.
In psychology?
Yes.
Wow. Where from?
Western Illinois University, the home of the Fightin' Leathernecks, which to this day I don't understand what a leatherneck is, because our mascot was a bulldog.
Wait, your mascot was a bulldog, but it was leathernecks?
Yeah.
I thought leathernecks were like Marines.
That's what I thought, too.
But it was a bulldog?
Yes.
Was he in a uniform?
No.
No.
He's a dog. He doesn't wear anything. I always thought it was weird he didn't even have, like, a leather coat around his neck. That would have made some sense.
So what you're telling me is you have a degree from a college that doesn't even know what the hell its own mascot is.
Correct.
Right. So worthless.
Well, and when the students aren't in town, the town is less than half the size.
Well, yeah, it's a college town, right?
A very small college town.
Yes. So what? Okay, and what do you do for your primary job again?
HR.
Right. But you have a degree in psychology.
Yes.
I believe something's wrong with that.
Oh, I worked in psychology-based jobs for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did juvenile justice group homes.
Okay.
And I lasted longer than anyone normally does. When I was hired, I was said that I needed to stay at least 6 months.
Okay.
And then after I'd been there a while, the psychiatrist we had who would come in and work with the kids said that most people stay in that field about 2 years.
Okay.
I stayed for 19 years.
Okay.
That's enough.
Oh, okay then. So your burnout button was a lot longer.
Yes.
Right.
Or I was only good for the first 2 years and the rest I was just coasting.
I could see either.
Now, Wolfie, why should we listen to you?
Well, because I went to schools much better than yours.
And
I went to Trump University.
Oh.
Yeah.
No wonder we don't make any money.
Yeah, that's not true. I guess we don't make any money, but I really learned how to do bankruptcy.
And grabbing women by the... Whoa, wait a minute.
Hey. I don't even know how they knew I liked cats.
That was... You stole that joke.
So what? Shut up. All right.
While Corey does no sale, I at least explained that I actually stole the joke. Okay.
No, Wolfie stole the joke.
That's true. Wolfie stole the joke.
He is a relentless joke thief.
Yes, I am. Because I'm cute and can get away with it. It's like being rich, but being poor. Right. Anyway. Are you guys ready for your first question?
Yes.
Yes. Let's go. Question.
All right. Our first question comes in as, how do you get an overcooked pie-chomping idiot to slow down and enjoy life?
Is the person overcooked? If the person's overcooked, wouldn't they already kind of be slow?
And if they're eating pie, aren't they already happy?
I don't know.
Sounds like if they're a pie-chomping idiot, they're probably pretty darn happy because they have pie and they're so dumb they don't know how horrible the world is. I think that they're enjoying life quite well.
Well, I guess it really depends on the idiot, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, because, you know, well, like the song says, you know, sometimes you just want to be a happy idiot and
this
struggling for the legal tender.
That is true. I wonder if you're a pie-eating idiot and that's all you do, and that's really what you're taking all of your life, you probably are enjoying it and you are being slow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they've slowed down and enjoyed life. If you've slowed down long enough to eat an entire pie, you're doing okay.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. What if a pie-eating idiot eats pie while working two full jobs and doing like six different podcasts, including one with an awesome wolf, and so he's busy all the time and never really seems to get out and do anything except for podcasting, work, and eating pie. Though occasionally he might get a 4K TV and watch wrestling.
Does he have pie?
Well, yeah.
Then he's enjoying life.
Yeah? Is he slowing down, though?
No.
No.
Because there's always more pie to be eaten.
He just has pie at all of his different jobs?
Well, one of the jobs actually gives him pie.
They do?
Yes. I have a deal at the group home job where if they ask me to work a shift with less than 2 hours notice, I am owed pie. If they ask me to stay awake on a sleep shift, I am owed pie. If I work more than 4 extra hours on a weekend, I am owed pie. So I have 4 frozen pies in my freezer right now.
Wait. Is this question about you?
No, it must be some other idiot.
No. Oh, yeah, you're not overcooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how pale I am. I wasn't left in the oven long enough for anything.
That's true. And he's very tender, folks.
Wait a minute.
What?
Nothing. I think we've answered that.
I think so.
I think the question's, must be about somebody we don't know.
Must be. Must be about somebody completely different.
Yes.
Yes. Some other idiot.
Okay. I hope that helped. All right. Our next question, let's see, is my son wants a border wall for his birthday. Which conversion therapy should I use?
Electroshock therapy. And don't go shock? To some fancy hospital or psychiatrist. No, just do it at home. Give him a fork and tell him that it's a lot of fun to stick it in that lights in that electric socket. Eventually, he'll either be shocked, and God will fill him with the spirit and shuck his ass across the room. Or after three or four times, he'll go, "This is a bad idea."
Hmm.
The only walls we need are the walls to, keep our comics safe.
Well, see, there's the question. Where does he want the border wall? What if it's around his comics?
Well, wouldn't he already have a wall if he was, living in a house or something?
Well, not entirely around the comics alone, because other people in the house might have access to them, and he wants to stop that.
Well, why? Why because would he want to keep people from this wonderful medium?
Because there are bad hombres.
In his house? Term?
You know, hold on. It's just, that's the right term, right? Bad hombres?
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
By the way, we may change the name of our network from Solitaire Rose Production to Bad Hombres Production.
Awesome, because I consider myself a bad hombre, in all honesty. But anyway, there may be some bad hombres that treat the comics with disrespect.
Well, then you have to kick them out of the house.
Well, yeah, but if you don't have a border wall around the comics, how can you stop those bad hombres from, getting, peanut butter and jelly on your comics?
You kick them out of the house. You divorce them. If they're a sibling, you tell your parents that they've done something horrible, or you set them up to be arrested.
Okay. I understand these plans.
I don't see why this is such a problem.
But then the damage is already done.
Oh, no. You could go to court and have them pay restitution so that you could buy that omnibus. And even if it's out of print, you say, well, I bought it for $50, but the only place I can find it now is on eBay for, $600-700.
No, you don't understand. The restitution, it's good, and you will hopefully be able to replace it, but all of the sentimental value on that omnibus that you've had for years and was part of a collection, and you had done blood, sweat, and tears to get a hold of it in order to make sure that you had the freedom of your comics. And then this bad hombre comes in and ruins it. You have to be preventative, my friend. You can't do it after the fact. The border wall around your comics is the only way to keep those bad hombres from getting peanut butter and jelly on your comics.
No, I just don't let anybody in the house.
So you already have a border wall?
Not really. It's more of a border door.
That is true, and it opens fairly easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, when it's locked, it's pretty hard to open.
And, no, not when you have the key.
I have scared away all of the religious people who used to knock on it. They don't knock on my door anymore.
They wanted to read your comics?
Well, I don't know what they wanted, but, they don't visit anymore.
But what if you had a cyclone of bad hombres coming up from, South Minneapolis? And they were heading towards you. Wouldn't you need a border wall?
Nobody would come from South Minneapolis to Chaska, okay? About Chaska. Chaska doesn't have any extra jobs. Chaska doesn't have, anything nice about it. People stay away from Chaska.
Yes, but you see, it's not, unlike South Minneapolis, it's not a shithole city. That's the right term, right?
You could point them towards some other place, like St. Paul. They have more omnibuses in St. Paul.
I want to make sure that everybody understands that I am running for president in 2020, so I'm trying to use presidential speak.
No, you're not vague enough.
I'm not vague enough?
Yeah, when you're running for president, everything has to be vague.
Well, yeah, but I'm just...
rather than saying, here are the things I want to do, you talk about your themes. I want to bring I want to make America great again. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything.
Oh, okay.
I want to bring back compassion to the United States. Well, how are you going to do that? It doesn't matter. It's a vague notion.
But I'm using the presidential speak like the shithole cities and bad hombres.
Yeah, but remember, you know, when it comes to the actual vote count, he lost.
True
so
enough.
You don't want to do that.
No.
You know, people are going to want traditional candidates who you think they've promised something when really they've just kind of said stuff that you can't pin them down on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, in that case, with the border wall.
And hats. Lots of hats.
Lots of hats. So the border wall.
Make America have to pay for sexual harassment again. That would be your hat.
There you go. Make Corey great again. Comics in every garage. Sex therapy for border or conversion therapy for border wall issues.
Well, I still think, you know, electroshock therapy. Wolfie, what is your solution for this?
I just said it. Sex conversion therapy. What you do is you just make sure that he's having so much sex he doesn't care about the border wall anymore. In fact, he wants to get as much in as possible. So he will try to tear down those walls, like Mr. Gorbachev.
I hope that helps.
Wait, we're done? Fine.
At least it's lively conversation today.
That we hope helps.
That we really hope helps, yes. All right, well, we have, looks like we've been going for a good 20 minutes so far, which is perfect because we have one more question for today. And this one is more of a personal question to the group.
Group?
Yeah, well, I
know if you say it that way, that means you have to answer too, Dan.
Our panelists. I don't want to answer this one. What? This one is going to be great between you and...
You slimed out of that?
Yes, I did.
A slacker.
Yeah, I feel it, actually. It has, considering, you know, how close and intimate he gets whenever I'm on the show, I can feel the slime inside and out.
I was going to make a joke about pegging, but decided not to.
Or the more extreme version, pogoing.
All right, on that note, do you have plans for kids in the future?
Oh, God, no.
I don't know, Corey. We haven't really discussed it yet. I mean, maybe we want kids.
No, I raised a kid. I raised a kid on my own. That's enough. I'm done. Done. D-U-N, done. You know, I like children, but yeah, I can't finish a whole one.
Really? That surprises me as a vegetarian. Hold on. There's more to the question, it appears, which may actually, you know, change your mind.
We're talking about keeping people away from the comics. There's nothing more destructive to comics than small children.
Okay, fine. If we have small children, then of course that means we need the border wall.
No, we need to put them in cages. That's the one thing I agree with about Trump. Small children need to be put in cages.
I cannot agree or disagree to that particular comment.
And maybe given a lot of Benadryl.
Well, is Benadryl or whiskey cheaper?
Oh, Benadryl's cheaper, and you're not wasting whiskey on small children. Come on!
True.
Why would you waste whiskey?
I'm thinking the bad stuff, you know, the cheap stuff.
Well, that you mix with Coke.
Well, at that point, do you drink it or sniff it?
No, not that kind of Coke.
Oh.
You're just drinking to get drunk, you drink vodka because it has no taste. And it's basically, vodka is the drink for people who, trying to put this a nice way, want to be alcoholics.
Want to be alcoholics?
Yeah. Because you're not drinking it for enjoyment of the taste. You're not drinking it for, you know, any sort of, you know, pleasurable experience. You're just drinking it because you want to get hammered.
No. Okay, well, that makes sense. Anyway.
You're out of lighter fluid.
Oh, Everclear.
Yes.
Yes. So the whole question actually is, do you have plans for kids in the future? I mean, who's going to take over the Wolfie franchise when you retire? Plus, a litter of Wolfie pups running around, who wouldn't want to see that?
We don't know. There aren't litters of Wolfie pups already running around.
That is not true. I don't know.
Right. We don't know.
Oh, I think, okay.
We don't know.
No, we don't. And I'm going to keep it that way. I don't want to know.
So what could happen is that a bunch of illegitimate Wolfies would take over and there would be an entire franchise of bad advice.
Ooh, I could, is franchising when you, sell off the name?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. I could make money with doing nothing.
See?
Yeah.
So, Wolfie?
Yeah.
You need to get busy. Wait, you're already busy.
Oh, I'll get busy.
Okay.
Good thing I got that key to your door.
Yeah, well, I can't have kids.
Did you get your tubes tied?
I've been fixed.
Technically, so have I. Mine was removed.
Then why are you still such a randy little bastard?
Because it's all the state of mind.
I thought maybe you had a backup.
Mind over matter. Well, you have an extra stick. which is plump at the end. It's wooden, but it's plump.
I'm going to use a phrase the kids use these days, Dan.
Okay.
I can't even.
You can't even?
I can't even.
Can you odd?
No.
You can't odd?
No.
Huh. Can't even or odd?
No.
Can you prime?
Well, prime numbers are wonderful.
Yes, they are.
Because, and three is a magic number.
Why is three a magic number?
That's what I was told by Scholastic Rock when I was a kid.
By who?
Scholastic Rock.
Who's that?
It was a little cartoon they would have between cartoons that would try to teach you math and science with songs.
Wait. It was a cartoon between cartoons?
Yes. Back in the day, they knew that us kids had the attention span of a ferret after drinking a double espresso.
Wow.
So it's okay. We need to fit in commercials, but let's put a cartoon in between the commercials. That's where I learned about conjunction, that verbs are action, how a bill becomes a law, that three is a magic number.
Why is three a magic number?
I don't know. They didn't explain that. They just taught us how to sing 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Gee, I wonder what went wrong with your generation.
Well, I'm Generation X, so we were all slackers.
I'm not sure what I am.
The horny wolf?
Yes, I am the horny wolf generation.
There you go.
I'm the triple X generation.
I don't want you on my 55-inch screen.
Why not?
All that fur is like watching something from the 70s.
But it'll be in 4K.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what was that wrestler you were talking about earlier before the show?
Sasha Banks.
There you go. She'll just be furry.
No. Vince McMahon doesn't like that for his wrestlers unless it's George the Animal Steel.
I'm fine with that, too.
You know, haven't you watched wrestling? Even the men, it's like, okay, they've got all the muscles and everything, but no body hair at all.
Well, yeah, when you get muscles, it just pushes it out, doesn't it?
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
How would I know? I have a 55-inch TV. It's not like I'm going to have muscles anytime soon.
That's true, but when you go to the gym, I ever want to know I follow you and you just have fur all over the place.
Yeah, that's, you know, I don't have any muscles.
No, it's starting to push the hair out.
So, Dan, you would probably know better than either of us. Are there any little wolfies?
Well, no one has come forward to with any maternity suits yet, so not that I'm aware of, but I can't say that it isn't possible.
You can't guarantee it.
Right. I'm actually kind of frightened that I can't guarantee it.
As well you should be.
Yeah. I mean, that the belly dancer and him got really, really close.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did the cosplayers have a thing for him?
Oh, yeah. He was a hit at the furry convention.
Well, if you ever run into any Spider-Gwen cosplayers, let me know.
No, I'm keeping him for myself.
Dan.
What?
Let me know about Spider-Gwen cosplayers. We don't have to tell Wolfie.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Well, I hope that helps.
Spider-Gwen?
Yes.
Okay, well, why suddenly Spider-Gwen?
I've had a thing for Spider-Gwen for a while. That's the only art I collect anymore, you know.
Oh, okay.
I sold off most of my original art, except for I have two pages from the comic Snakes on a Plane by Gord Purcell.
Okay.
Sadly, he did not draw the famous page.
Okay.
You know, the one where he's telling these motherfucking snakes. He's sick of the motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane.
Yeah.
But I do have two pages of original comic art with Samuel L. Jackson.
Cool.
And all the rest of my art is Spider-Gwen.
Okay, then.
I sold everything else off and gave the money to the Hero Initiative. And you should donate to them, too.
Whoa. We are not talking charities until we're making more money.
Okay.
Jeez.
I even sold off raccoon art and gave the money away.
It was worth anything?
Raccoons have fans.
No, true enough.
And they're pretty gullible.
All right.
So the Hero Initiative got a nice little donation from me about a year and a half ago.
Well, that's nice. That's good.
And that's, I hope that helps.
And we hope that helps. So, there you go. Three questions asked, three questions answered. Three questions answered. Answered!
Are you sure that we answered them?
Answered.
Okay.
I didn't say well.
Oh, okay, good.
All right. So, which means, of course, yes! Don't make me send Wolfie over.
He can't get in. I changed the locks.
Yeah, I know. Joe gave me another key.
Joe hasn't been over.
That you know of. He's TSA. It's like Navy SEALs, but with transportation.
Damn it.
And you live in a trailer, so it's considered transportation.
Good thing I'm never home. I have to go earn pie.
You have to go earn pie, that's right. At a fairly good rate, from the sound of it. So, obviously, after listening to these wonderful answers from these two people, you can tell that you need your life's crisis answered by these two
people?
Educated people.
People? Really?
Yes. Things, whatever.
Okay.
Okay. So send in your questions once again to wolfiebebad@gmail.com or solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com. We want to answer your most intimate of intimates.
I want to see your intimate of intimates.
I don't want anything to do with your intimate of intimates. Just ask questions.
But some of the questions are intimate.
Yes. Yeah, and they make me uncomfortable.
And we want Corey uncomfortable. So, once again, we've talked to you for 30 minutes or so. And, as always, we really hope this helps.
And, remember, the name of the show is Bad Advice.
Oh, so right, the legal thing, yeah.
If you take the advice, it's your own damn fault.
Right. I forgot we have to have that, don't we?
Yeah.
America, you should know better.
Been saying that since 2016.
Yeah. All right. Have a good night, everybody. Any last words, Corey?
Good night.
Wolfie?
I'll be available after the show for anybody who's a little bit frisky. We can try to make those Wolfie pups.
Good night, all.
The worst ice cream treat in history.